Okay, Maseches Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet, 9-4. Hanechnas the Krach, when one enters into a large fortified walled city, Mispal Shtayim, he has to pray twice, Achas Bechnisaso V'Achas B'Yitziyaso, once on the way in and once on the way out. To understand this Mishnah, you have to understand that in the time of the Mishnah, perhaps the most dangerous place of all in a city was at the gate where one enters and exits, amongst other things. The primary reason why would be because the leadership of the city sort of is patrolling who's coming in, who's coming out, and if they suspect you of either having assets they want or being, let's say, a spy or, you know, otherwise causing mischief or otherwise undesirable, they're likely just to, you know, confiscate your stuff or to even execute you on the spot. There actually is a discussion in the Gemara if this applies just to cities where they shoot first and ask questions later, and you can't get proper due process, or if it applies even in cities where there is due process, just by getting arrested once you've been arrested or whatever the story is, and held in trial, who says that trial will be fair and good for you. So as a machlokas poskim, what the halacha is, lemaisa, as manazet, the whole thing is lemaisa anyways, probably. But be that as it may, the Mishnah is saying that when one enters and leaves the city, so he's passing through the gauntlet of the city's gates, and that's a dangerous time, and therefore he should pray that he gets through safely. Ben Azai, Omer Arba. Ben Azai says, nope, not two, but four prayers to be said. Shtayim b'chnisaso v'shtayim b'tziyaso. Two on the way in and two on the way out. So according to Rashi, the pshat is that in addition to praying one pass through the city's entrance safely, once he gets through, he would then make blessings of thanks, thanking Hashem for getting him through safely. And similarly on the way out, he would not just pray that he get through safely on his way out the city, but also thank Hashem once he passed through the gates that he was able to leave in safety. According to the Rambam, the first bracha that's added by Ben Azai is indeed a thank you bracha, meaning after praying that he get through safely and then pass through safely, he would thank Hashem for entering safely. But on the way out, in addition to praying the exit safely, the second bracha, according to the Rambam, is something either tefillah saderach or something very similar to tefillah saderach, praying for safe passage out in the wilderness between the cities, because that was a dangerous place all to itself. And the Mishnah therefore says, describing those two extra brachas, v'nosen hodah l'shavar, he thanks Hashem for the past, meaning having passed through safely, v'tzok las lavo, and he prays, he cries out for the future. So that would read very easily according to the Rambam, that the added two blessings are, one, thanks for having passed through safely on the way in, and praying for safe passage in the wilderness outside of the city after he's passed through safely on the way out.